2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell normally with me, but he's on the road in Santa Clara, California this evening. We already spoke with him on the telephone talking about that Utah and Oregon matchup for tomorrow night at the Pac-12 championship game. It's an interesting thing there, too. We've got a couple of things that we've got in front of us. One, there are a lot of folks, and Mitch Harper, my cohort on KSLSports.com and also in the KSL Sports Department, which, by the way, unbeatable department in KSL, I feel like. I mean, the news department's good.
It's all right. It's not bad. But sports.
Traffic, pretty good. Weather, fine. But we have a dang good time in sports. And part of it is we all yell at each other about our feelings on sports.
We do have a good time. We have a lot. The conversations and the arguments we have are some of the best in the bullpen.
And they're the ones that you have with your friends anyway. And so we kind of get through it. So 538, who kind of leads the way when it comes to metrics in all of sports, 538.com put together what the college football playoff is. Basically, you plug in any scenario on how these teams line up in the conference championship weekend that is ahead of us. And there is no spot, Mitch, no picking of where. And so imagine this. Imagine seeing it, clicking on Utah winning, clicking on Georgia winning, clicking on what's their names? Oh, yeah.
LSU.
Sorry, not Georgia winning. LSU winning, Utah winning, and Oklahoma. And Oklahoma every time comes up with a higher percentage chance to get into that college football playoff. And it's been adjusted a little bit, I feel like. But, I mean, you're essentially talking about if Oklahoma wins big, not even just big, but just wins over Baylor. Because they're not asking for wins. They're asking for wins big. They're just saying if they win, according to 538, Oklahoma leapfrogs Utah in the college football playoff. I don't think that that's necessarily true. I don't necessarily think that the metrics necessarily bear it out. I don't care what your Paul Feinbaums of the world say. I do think that there is some truth to the fact that you cannot not be influenced by the fact that in the conversation for the college football playoff is Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, and Oklahoma. Which one of these is not like the other? If you throw in a Utah, it doesn't feel like it's like the others.
And also, too, I mean, with leaving out Utah, it would create the least resistance and least outcries for change in the college football playoff. And you and Scott have talked about that in previous shows. But, I mean, I think that that's one of the things here that's in play. And it's interesting. You look at this 538 model, which, let's face it, 538 has had a checkered history in regards to
making
forecasting politics and things like that. But their college football playoff predictor has been pretty good over the years. And right now, they have Clemson with a 93% chance of making the playoff, Ohio State with an 84% chance, LSU at 63%, and Oklahoma 50% over Utah's 34%. They don't really have that great odds for the Utes to make the playoff. And if you have Oklahoma defeat Baylor, their chances go to 79%, and the Utes drops down to 29%. And the odds for Utah to get into the playoff are not great, at least according to 538.
Pretty low, and so you're seeing this kind of 60. So they have Oklahoma at a 66% shot to make it over Utah. And so you're talking about these low probabilities. It feels weird. It feels really weird. I know, but it is fun to play with, because then when you start going, now what if Clemson loses? What do they have? Oh, do this. Do kind of everything. I want to hear what, and again, these are fun to do. Clear it all out. I want to see what happens if Bronco defeats Clemson, what happens, and just everything else plays out normally.
If Bronco and the Hoos of Virginia defeat Clemson, Clemson would have a 20% chance of making the playoffs.
So they'd be a further. See, and this is my argument. Jeremiah Jensen from TV says, no, they're in.
No, I'm with you.
I don't think they're in.
I would be shocked if they get in if they lost to Virginia, because Clemson has beat no one. They have the worst resume, I think, of all of them. The only thing that they got going for them is that they have a zero
out
in the loss column.
Right.
That's it.
And they blow everybody out, and so they go, look at the massive, impressive wins you've had. Okay, so that's interesting, but I want to go to where kind of people feel in the area, in Oklahoma. What are they feeling like? These are actual phone calls that have happened to, and I know when I say these are actual phone calls, typically you'll think that you hear me saying that it's a real phone call, and it's not. These are legitimately real phone calls that have come in from people across the state of Oklahoma or down in Baylor country. So let's first take a listen right here. To this piece. This is the Monsters of the Midday in Oklahoma City talking about Utah possibly getting in over Oklahoma or vice versa.
I think the margin between the two teams is close. I don't know how you can have an opinion that one is way more deserving than the other to be in there.
I kind of do.
It's close,
though, right?
You do. I'm like way more than the other. I mean, like
I don't know
no,
about
no
way.
Brainer.
I don't know about way. I don't know about that. But
yeah,
I mean, think about this. Let me ask this question. Give me a better win right now than what Oklahoma had against Baylor
for Utah.
No, anywhere in college football.
Oh, LSU and Alabama.
Okay, I mean Alabama's now down to 12.
Fair enough. But they were better than with Tua. They were
okay.
Better at that
so
point.
Okay. I'll give you that one. Who else on the road? What's it?
Better road win?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. These Southern guys, man.
I would also argue LSU at Texas, even though Texas is 7-5, but at that point in time, and they stretch themselves going out in the non-conference, like
why are
Oklahoma.
You gonna, so what they've just done by this logic was toughest place in all of America to play a football game this year. Waco, Texas. Come on.
And they were down 25. They had announced
it.
A comeback to
stop
beat Baylor.
It. There's no way. Okay, how about this one? The next one I wanted to listen to. Oh, we're out of time on that. We'll come back. We'll maybe listen to one or two more of these because I want to hear a couple of them. But we've got stuff to talk about more. So stay with us. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. Tom's going to roll out some more deals. We're here at the warehouse in Orem, 86 East University Parkway. News, traffic, and weather right now at the bottom. We'll come back. Let's talk about that. BYU-Utah basketball game from last night as well. I mean, heck, we got Mitch Harper in the house. We might as well talk about it. We've got disgruntled BYU fans standing by as well. So that's how they say it in the South. Disgruntled. Taking the break here. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.